From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palco reporting. The president leaves Washington for Las Vegas. U.S. President Donald Trump is visiting Las Vegas today as investigators there continue to try to figure out why a gunman attacked a music festival from a hotel room high above, killing at least 58 people and then himself.
Well, it's a very sad thing. We're going to pay our respects and to see the police, who have done really a fantastic job in a very short time. And yeah, they're learning a lot more. And that'll be announced at the appropriate time.
The president has also described the shooter as a sick and demented person and said that discussion about any new gun regulations is for a later time. Authorities have identified 64-year-old Stephen Paddock as the man who fired shots for between 9 to 11 minutes from his 32nd floor room at the Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino. In addition to those killed, more than 500 people were injured during the attack. The Trump administration Tuesday expelled 15 Cuban diplomats to protest Cuba's failure to protect U.S. diplomats at their embassy in Havana, where at least 22 people have been sickened following mysterious attacks. Heather Nauert is a State Department spokesperson.
That decision was made due to Cuba's inability to protect our diplomats in Havana, as well as ensure equity in the impact of our respective operations.
Nauert said the Cuban diplomats have 7 days to leave the country.
Until the government of Cuba can ensure the safety of our diplomats in Cuba, our embassy will be reduced to emergency personnel to minimize the number of diplomats at risk of exposure to harm.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said the U.S. continues to maintain diplomatic relations with Cuba, reestablished in 2015 under the previous Obama administration. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis told a Senate hearing yesterday the U.S., under the right conditions, should remain inside the Iran nuclear agreement, known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action.
If we can confirm that Iran is living by the agreement, if we can determine that this is in our best interest, then clearly we should stay with it.
His comments come ahead of President Donald Trump's decision, which must come by October the 15th, whether to certify to Congress that Iran is complying with the 2015 international deal. Spain's Catalonia region, which held an independence referendum on Sunday amid a violent crackdown by federal police, could declare independence late this week or early next week.
Todos hemos sido testigos de los hechos que se han ido.
In a rare television address, King Felipe VI said the regional Catalan government illegally proclaimed its independence, thus breaching the country's constitution and the law that recognizes and protects its historic institutions and autonomy. And he appealed for Spanish unity. Monash University Spanish professor Carlos Ux said there are also things the king left unsaid.
He did not call to have more conversations between the two parties. He did not mention that the majority of Catalans want a referendum. And in my view, he really did not add anything new.
Also Tuesday, tens of thousands took to the streets of Barcelona.
What happened last Sunday is not something that we could afford as a society. It was really disgusting, you know?
Separatist Catalan leaders have vowed to declare independence. Catalan leader Carles Puigdemont is expected to make a statement later on today. A Turkish court on Wednesday sentenced 34 people to life in prison for plotting to assassinate President Recep Tayyip Erdogan during a coup attempt last year. Those sentenced include several high-ranking generals and lieutenants who are said to have participated in a raid on Erdogan's hotel the night of the failed coup. Now, the president and his family narrowly escaped after the rogue soldiers stormed the hotel. This is the first case where the verdicts have been handed down, affecting alleged top-level plotters. Several of those on trial said they had been convicted unfairly and complained of mistreatment during their imprisonment. The government has strongly defended the trial, insisting that the judiciary is independent and the ongoing crackdown is necessary in order to protect Turkish democracy. For more on all these stories, be sure to visit our website at voanews.com. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.